You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
Now, tell me about your father.
City Counselling on 95BFM, our weekly chat with the good people of Auckland Council.
Over 34,000 ratepayers in Auckland are behind on paying rates. This comes after Auckland Council confirmed an average 6.8% rates increase in June. Additionally, last week, Auckland Council announced it was investing $47 million in parks and community facilities over the next 3 years. I asked Councillor Shane Henderson about both of these topics. Due to the cost of living crisis, more than 34,000 Auckland ratepayers are behind on rates currently. What are some of the recent conversations that have been had about rates in Auckland Council meetings?
Yeah, I think the first thing to note is that there is an assistance scheme out there. So if you are a low-income household, then you can contact Auckland Council and just let us know your circumstances and we can try and tailor something around to you, see if there's any assistance out there, because that does exist. Obviously, look, in my view, it doesn't cover as many households as we'd like, and we want to expand that kind of scheme because people are doing it tough, and that's fair enough. And we want to kind of work with people. I think that's the message. So to anyone out there this might affect, just let council know and we can see what we can do.
What are some of the discussions being had about rates in Auckland Council meetings right now?
Yeah, I think in terms of some of the discussions, it's the same classic discussion around rates take and kind of public revenue take versus the services that we get back out. Every politician kind of draws that line at a different place, and we kind of find some sort of synthesis in these budget debates. Look, we have a balance to do, right, because people do expect to get the public services that people rely on most in these desperate times. People like things like libraries, pools, parks, the usage of these things is going through the roof because they're free or low cost, right? And they do have a cost to the ratepayer to pay for. So, we've got to draw that line somewhere, and that's kind of where those discussions always happen around the council table.
And in May, Mayor Wayne Brown said average Auckland rates and water costs were pretty good for what you get. In May, Aucklanders were paying an average $100 a week for rates and water, and since June there has been an average 6.8% rates increase. Do you think that the amount Aucklanders are paying for rates and water is proportionate to the services they get?
Yeah, look, I think it is. We always need to find efficiencies. Luckily, since 2010 amalgamation, Auckland Council has found $1.2 billion in value for money savings. That is savings that don't necessarily affect frontline services. They are efficiencies when you merge a city together. We've still got to do that. We've got to keep going and driving value for money for the ratepayer as much as possible. But at the end of the day, there are plenty of services that council provide that are excellent and much needed, in my view, for people, especially at times like these. So, yeah, I do think that ratepayers get value for money, but we also need to keep examining those costs and trying to drive them down as much as possible.
And Auckland Council is forcibly selling a home in Ōtara to recoup hundreds of thousands of dollars in unpaid rates and penalties. Do you expect to see more of this?
That's a fairly isolated case. And in terms of it getting that far, that we have to take that drastic action. Council has, years of process to get to that point. So, yeah, there's always going to be these instances here and there. That's just a fact of life. But to get to the point that it did, it has to go through a sort of a long time frame and a long process of working with the ratepayer. So, yeah, it is an isolated thing. You're not going to see floods of these kind of things happening, in my view, but it will sort of trickle through as it does, as part of normal life.
And moving on, Auckland Council has announced it will invest $47 million into parks and community facilities over the next 3 years. Why has Council made this decision?
Yeah, well, it's sort of, as I just said before, in a cost of living crisis, we are seeing parks and community facilities and every other council service go through the roof in terms of popularity. Huge record numbers of people using these things because they're free. Struggling families out there that need that help, they can use these things and they can have a great time with their family. And so we need that investment. And so that's why we're doing this process. Every now now and then we look at investing in terms of a growing city as well, because we're taking on more and more population. We need to keep up with the population with great facilities and services. Yeah.
What can we expect to see that money going into specifically?
I don't kind of have a list in front of me, so I'll need to kind of have a look into it. But you're going to be looking at all kinds of upgrades and redevelopment, and I would personally encourage council to look at reinvesting into the parks and the playgrounds that we already have. You can get real bang for buck when we're renewing playgrounds that maybe aren't up to code anymore. We can chuck on an extra slide, chuck on an extra swing, those kind of things, and do something really special and sort of keeping that cost low as much as possible, because if you're renewing the asset anyway, those are kind of the things that we'd be looking at. But we also have sort of dire shortage in things like sports fields. That's dire across the city. Things like netball courts and those things, they're all shortages as well. So we've got a hell of a lot to spend money on to deliver the kind of service that ratepayers actually want and need.
That was Councillor Shane Henderson speaking to me about rates and Auckland Council investing in parks and community facilities.
Have you tried mindfulness? Try mindfulness.
City Counselling on 95BFM.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.